I'm Theodore Henry with JIS Evening News for Friday, January 20. Coming up, hotels to be built in Trelawney, income tax reform yielding positive results, and government hires forensic pathologist. The news in detail after this message.
Calling all singers and songwriters, join JCDC in celebrating 30 years of the Jamaica Gospel Song Competition. Come out to regional audition Tuesday, January 24 in Manchester, Wednesday, January 25 St. James, Thursday, January 26 St. Mary, and Friday, January 27 Kingston. So start warming up those voices and put the final touches on your songs. And yes, we'll be accepting entries on the spot. For more info, check jcdc.gov.jm, social media, or call 926-572629.
Now the news. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett has signed an agreement with the Mexican-based Excellence Group of Luxury Hotels and Resorts to build two hotels in Oyster Bay, Trelawney, adding over 700 rooms to the island's room stock. Construction is expected to begin in February. The first hotel will be built at a cost of $110 million, with some 325 rooms, and is expected to open its doors to guests in the first half of 2018. The second property, which will have some 400 rooms, will open at a later date. The first hotel will be branded as the Excellence Property, while the second will be operated under the group's top brand, Finest. Minister Bartlett, in welcoming the investment, says the project marks the entry of another major brand to the sector, broadening the options available to visitors and helping to enhance Jamaica's product offering. He adds that securing new investment is a growth strategy component of the government, which will aid in the ministry's target to secure 15,000 new rooms in the next 5 years. Jamaica is among 18 countries in the English and Dutch-speaking Caribbean that will benefit from the United Nations Multi-Country Sustainable Development Framework for the Caribbean, UNMSDF. The five-year initiative will focus on four priority areas, and inclusivity, equitability and prosperity, health, safety and justice, as well as sustainability. An agreement for the project was signed by Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, and United Nations Resident Coordinator Bruno Puzat during a ceremony Thursday.
Jamaica particularly welcomes the fact that the MSDF provides a common platform for development cooperation, which is strongly rooted and linked to national priorities and our own National Development Plan, Vision 2030. Further, we're also pleased that the MSDF will be anchored in the CARICOM strategic plan for 2015 to 2019.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith. She says the agreement represents a more integrated and sustainable mechanism that will result in further development of the countries in the region and improve the lives of the citizens. Finance Minister Audley Shaw is reporting that the government's income tax reform plan is yielding better than expected results. Last year, the government raised the income tax threshold from $592,800 to $1,272. Mr. Shaw says current tax figures indicate that pay-as-you-earn, PAYE taxes, from April to December last year has overperformed by $3.5 billion or 7.8%. He adds that the intake from indirect taxation methods represented by taxes on production and consumption were also ahead of the budget target by 5.3%.
These two developments clearly confirm that government's policy to shift to greater reliance on indirect taxes and to lower the income tax burden was a sound decision.
The finance minister says this data has strengthened the government's resolve to move to indirect taxation methods and to pursue policies geared at stimulating economic activity. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the government has hired a new forensic pathologist to assist in reducing the backlog of autopsies related to criminal matters before the courts. This is part of a raft of new measures geared at improving safety and security in the country. Minister Montague says in keeping with the measures, the police will be provided with 3,500 ballistic vests and 2,000 helmets. Additionally, the number of police recruits will be increased this year and training facilities refurbished. 1,000 persons will be recruited for the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, while more correctional officers will be hired.
We're going to be moving up the strength of the police from 11,000 plus to 14,000 over 4 years. So we are increasing the intake this year. We want to train upwards of 800 men and women under the police force this year.
40 dogs are to be acquired from Cuba to assist with search and rescue and the detection of drugs and guns. Members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force will receive training in Cuba under this initiative. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.